Chapter 7. Sandy Again. I was dreaming about Hawaii again. The sun was shining on my face. The sound of the sea was around me. There was a beautiful woman standing next to me. Suddenly, a hand was touching my arm. I opened my eyes. It was Sandy Bonner. She was standing beside me. Her hand was on my arm. My arm was painful. "Ouch!" I said.
"Mr. Samuel, are you okay? Have you been in a fight?"
she asked. "I'm okay," I said. I looked at my watch. It was 10:30 a.m. I looked at Sandy.
"I phoned you yesterday evening," she said. "You weren't here, but I left a message on your answering machine. Have you found the chief?"
"No," I said. "But I'm learning a lot about horse racing. I want to ask you a question, Sandy. Who was your tall, slim visitor yesterday?" Suddenly, Sandy's face became pale. She was very frightened.
"I told you not to come to the ranch. They'll kill—"
She stopped speaking. "Who will they kill, Sandy?" I asked. "Your tall, slim friend tried to kill me yesterday."
"You?" Sandy was surprised. "Where did you meet him?"
"Forget about that," I replied. "Is there anything that you want to tell me? I must have some more information."
"No, Mr. Samuel," said Sandy quietly. "I can't tell you anything more."
"Sandy," I said, "I want to help you, but you must help me. Tell me about Lou Weaver. Why does he walk around your ranch with a gun?"
"Lou is a good man," she replied. "He works for me. He takes care of the horses. He's worried about me. I can't tell you anything more."
"Miss Bonner," I said, "why won't you give me any information?"
"I can't tell you anything more," Sandy said again. "Now I must leave. If they see me here, they'll kill the chief. I've paid you for the work that you did yesterday, but you made a mistake. I don't want you to do any more work for me. I won't come here again, and I won't phone you. Please forget about me and the chief, and please stay away from the ranch."
Sandy turned, and she ran out of the room. So, I wasn't working for Sandy Bonner anymore, but I owed Herman money. I took the $200 and the blue security pass from my pocket. I threw the pass into the waste bin. I put $50 back into my pocket, and I put $150 in an envelope. I wrote Herman's name on the envelope. I left my office, and I pushed the envelope under Herman's door. Then I drove home. 2 hours later, I was much better. At home, I had had a hot shower and some breakfast, and I had put on some clean clothes. I decided to enjoy myself. I had only $50, but I decided to go to the races at Santa Rosita. First, I drove back to my office. When I got to the office door, the phone was ringing. I picked up the phone. "Hello," I said. "Lenny Samuel speaking."
"Mr. Samuel," said a voice.
It was Sandy Bonner.
"I'm sorry, Mr. Samuel. I was wrong. A horse called Golden Dragon—"
Suddenly she stopped speaking. "Sandy," I said, "what do you want to tell me?" But there was no reply. I put the phone down. I was going to Santa Rosita, but I wasn't working now. It was a lovely day, and I was going to enjoy myself. I was going to forget about Sandy Bonner. I wasn't going to look for a horse called the Chief, and I wasn't going to ask about a horse called Golden Dragon. But I took the blue security pass from the waste bin. Then I opened the drawer of my desk, and I took my gun from it. I put the pass and the gun in my pocket. "Perhaps they'll be useful," I said to myself. Then I left the office, and I got into my car.